Time now for Quiz with Stiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
All right, guys. That's right. You know the name. You know the game. Quiz with
I love this,
Stiz.
This song, the music right here.
Andy
Family
Hart.
Feud. It's iconic.
It's the best.
Yes. Andy Hart going against Ted tonight?
Yes.
Is that what we got?
All right.
Somebody's going to try to beat me.
Whatever, right. Dude. Let's go.
I like it.
Oh, there it is.
Let's go.
All right. Before I give you tonight's theme, I will pass it off to my behind the glass brethren for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. So it again is Andy versus Ted.
Please.
In the series
let's do
between
the reach.
The two,
to hell of the tape.
I don't know. This is a mental game.
It is 2-1 Teddy in the three matchups between these guys. Ted overall is 4-1 in the quiz. Andy, with his winning streak, has moved back to 500 at 7-7. Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask a question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host has a chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up to multiple choice. 10 questions, best score after 10 wins. Don't forget the rules of the quiz with Stiz. No bitching, no complaining, no accusatory comments, no self-victimization. Stop being a fill-in-the-blank and play the game. Nick Fitzy-Stevens will serve as your lifeline today. Back to you, Stiz.
All right, boys. Tonight's theme, big week for the Red Sox. Big week, big extension handed out. Tonight's theme, all things Rome.
Ooh, okay. All things Rome.
Uh-oh.
Rome.
All things Rome. Like, Andy, you won first. Ted, did you have a question?
No, I find this era of time to be an interesting one, so hopefully I do good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Andy, you won last week. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will begin. Andy, question one. How many years did it take to build the Roman Colosseum?
It was more than a day.
That's what I was thinking. It was definitely more than a day.
That was the city.
We know that.
Let's say...
how many years?
30.
No. Mr. Johnson.
No idea.
Yep.
How many years did it take to build the Roman Colosseum?
I don't know. It's probably the materials hard to get, right? How do you get them stacked up?
A lot of it wasn't engineering.
I'm going to say, give me, let's say, 4 years.
No.
Okay, was it 4 years?
Andy, was it A, 3, B, 8, C, 12?
So, 3.
I'm sorry. Ted.
So 8 or 12, I'm going to say 12. 8. 8 years.
Ted's on the board.
Let's go.
Wow. 8 years.
Right? I was surprised. Damn. I know.
It's a bum. I mean, you don't have cranes necessarily. You just have.
What? Slaves?
Yeah.
Slaves. And when they die, you push them out of the way and bring another guy to do it.
Oh, man. Not sure that's.
Man, you guys have such a grasp on history.
That's how they did it.
Oh, it's pulleys and levers.
All right. Mr. Johnson.
Yep.
Oh. Beware the Ides of March, the date famously known as the day Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 B.C.
That's right.
What date is that? The Ides of
March. Have you guys seen that movie? Good movie. Very good movie. I'm going to say March 15th.
2-0, Ted.
Are you Yes.
Everyone knows the Ides of March. That. That's an
I
easy
don't.
One.
Andy, go ahead and finish that sentence.
You went to Tufts.
I can't.
Guess who was born on March 15th?
Are you bleeping me?
You worked with him. Rich Keefe. That's
oh,
why
really?
You never trust Rich Keefe.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right.
Gosh.
At two, Keefe, at two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy. Uh-oh. Ramen noodles.
Not ramen.
Ramen noodles.
Ramen.
Were first introduced in 1971. What was the first flavor?
Ramen noodles, first flavor. Chicken.
Andy's on the board.
Hey, what do you go, brother?
That's the logical choice.
I mean, it's Andy's beef or chicken.
I was going simple.
Spicy.
For the possible answers, I had chicken, shrimp, beef. Shrimp.
Rip.
Whoever eats the shrimp ones also, get that out of my
You know what they are?
Store.
Seriously. Serial killers.
Me too.
Serial Honest killers. Honest to God. Chicken, I'd say beef over chicken, though. All right. Ted Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the breakdown, Jeff.
You know what? Great story.
Such a great
story. Wow, what a Michelin-starred segment.
All right, Ted.
Yep, bub.
He was the WWE champion for 1,316 days. It's the fourth longest title reign in WWE history.
Is it Roman Reigns?
Guy's good.
Let's
the
go!
Guy's good.
I think there was an S miss.
The guy's good.
Well, he kind of just.
I think we need to go to the judges.
I think he swallowed it.
There's an S missing.
All right, Andy. This Roman invention carried water into the city through underground pipes.
Aqueduct.
Good job, Andy.
Way to go.
Good job.
You don't have to look surprised.
That was good.
I'm smart.
I would have got that one.
Aqueduct? Aqueduct?
No, he got that.
I'm right. Just kidding.
All right. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Romy Gonzalez.
Yep.
Previously played with this MLB team.
Oh. Before this year?
Yes, that's right.
He played for...
You mean not the Red Sox?
I think he played for the, I'm going to say the Chicago White Sox.
He can't be stopped, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This is a freight train.
Stopped.
But, Ted, I have had so many 4-1 leads against this son of a blank.
I got two.
Yeah.
Huh? 4-2?
Yep.
4-2. 4-2, yep, baby.
All right. Andy.
I've had leads.
Oh, there we go. All right. Rome was not always the of Italy. Rome was not always the capital of Italy. This city was Italy's capital from 1861 to 1865.
Venice?
No.
Oh, you suck. Did you see what he did? You didn't see what he went. No. He pointed at me like he was giving me
you
the
fell
ding,
for,
ding.
You fell for that?
Yes.
Classic Johnson. Classic.
So Mr. Johnson.
If it's not Rome and it's not Venice, what's the other one? Florence?
Jeez. Oh, man. Man,
get
out the
broom. You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
Does he have ChatGPT in his ear or something?
No, actually, if you went to me on that one, I would have said Milan because it's a very busy industrial city.
Yep,
so I would have said Milan.
And you would have been wrong?
And I would have, so I'm glad you...
Oh, he's getting cocky now.
And you would have been wrong.
Now he's getting cocky.
Oh, ChatGPT over here is a mother blanker.
I don't trust him one bit.
Andy, you got to salvage this one. It's 5-2, guy.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Cheating.
In Rome... Mm-hmm. In Rome, this animal is protected by law and legally allowed to spend their lives wherever they want without being disturbed.
Does it make a meow sound?
My God. Wow. My God.
Wow.
What's the score? 6-2?
6-2.
Wow.
Jesus. You planning on showing up today?
Oh,
we got two questions left, Andy. Come on.
What was your major? Like Italy? Like, did you study? Yeah. Did you study abroad?
I'm curious about a lot of things. A lot of things I'm curious about.
Good
All
Lord.
Right.
That deserved better out of state.
Andy, which fast food chain opened their first Italy location in Rome in 1986?
McDonald's?
There you go. Good guess. There you go.
6-3. I'm still getting smoked, but.
All right, and last question, Mr. Ted Johnson.
Wait, it's already over?
Yeah, we have one more.
Can I get, like, the 10-point ball?
Can we just play the game?
Can I get the 10-point ball?
Go ahead.
All right, Ted.
Yep.
It is the smallest country in the world.
Rome.
No.
No, shoot.
If you're wrong, I'm going to beat your ass.
I'd watch that.
You going to it?
You know what?
Make
Nick Fitzy Stevens would like to
play. Do you have an answer?
Okay.
No, I... It's, no, go ahead.
He's using the lifeline.
Monaco.
No. Wow. Mr. Johnson?
I still think Andy's 0 for using a lifeline.
I think I got it. Is it Vatican City? There we
Wow.
go.
Wow.
Wow. That's a country?
Yeah.
Yes, smallest country
like
in the world.
It's a district, like District of Columbia.
No, it is a country. Smallest
it is not
country.
A country.
Vatican Google
is that
it right
be
now.
Your answer?
When you raise your hand and you act confident, you should know what the hell you're talking about.
But then
about.
I said back to you, if you've got an answer, just to be safe,
How many
did
times?
I say I didn't want to play? I want to play every week.
Yeah, Ted.
Well, on game, man.
You have to play next week because you're the reigning defending champion.
Ted, great
the
job.
Reigns,
attaboy,
the reigns.
Attaboy, attaboy.
I'm impressed. And I'm not, say, I'm not saying, but that was random.
I feel like I had a past life in a Roman time. So I, you know.
All right.
Enough. Gladiator.
Can we have rules that you can't peacock around?
You know what it is?
Is Gladiator on the Ted Movie Club? Have we all seen that?
Oh, yes.
Ted's the size of a gladiator. That's why he's got all this Roman blood coursing through.
Awesome. That's but that's gonna do it for
my favorite was ramen noodles.
Well, that's where he makes his money as the host and the creator of Quiz with Stiz.
Great.
Is he looks at things a little bit differently.
A little different.
And that even Romy Gonzalez getting his in there because you know, we're all thinking Roman Anthony. Maybe there'd be a Rome. We didn't even get a Roman Anthony question. There were but there was a Romy Gonzalez.
No,
Romy
Julia. I was preparing Julius Caesar, Pompey, all
this
other
stuff.
It was
a 9th of March question.
That's true. That was a very good one.
Yeah, I can't believe everybody knew March 15th. Like, why do I not know
that's
that?
A very, beware the Ides of March. That's like a very popular phrase.
That didn't resonate with me because I was going to get
20 points if you...
The guy that wears Flamingo shirt tucked in, I'd expect.
Cub Scout.
I wouldn't expect him to know that answer.
This
guy.
This, he just can't.
Mr. Flower shirt's over here
everywhere.
Feeling himself.
Look at this. I'm not sure how I'm going to do today. Oh, don't. He Eeyore'd his way into the quiz and then just absolutely dominated.
You'd think a 3-time Super Bowl champion would be a little bit more magnanimous. It's one thing for you and I, Fitzy, when we're slumming it as winners. We got to take what we can get, pat ourselves on our back, peacock a little bit.
I think someone's going to open the good tequila tonight.
Wow, Teddy feeling him.
Sure, bro.
All right, that's going to do it. Ted earned whatever gloating he wants to do with an impressive victory in Quiz with Stiz. My reign is over. But next week, tune in. You never know who'll be back. Fitzy, you'll have your chance to knock off the big guy or blow it, whatever it may go. Up next here on WEEI Afternoon.